In 1929, Georgia O'Keeffe made her first trip to New Mexico, a visit that would change her life and her art.
At the beginning, it was because she was trying to separate herself from Stieglitz and some of his romantic dalliances and her hurt from that. And it was when she went back west that she realized that she felt alive, she felt rested, she was inspired by the scenery that she saw there. I think in most cases, these paintings were done on site. She would get in her car, and she would drive out into the desert, and she would set up camp and sometimes stay there for days. And in this case, it's a juxtaposition of, you know, head and skull and horns against the New Mexico landscape, which here looks like little molehills, but in fact was huge and vast. And so it's an interesting kind of surreal juxtaposition of these two images in very different perspectives. The title, From the Far Away Nearby, comes from the letters that she and Stieglitz wrote to each other. And he would call her things like my far away one, my, you know, far away nearby one. And it was a phrase that I guess no matter how far she went, he was in New York. He never went to New Mexico. And that even though they were physically separated, she was still nearby in his head and his heart.
For 20 years, O'Keeffe traveled back and forth between New York and Mexico almost every year, staying for months at a time to paint in relative solitude. After Stieglitz's death, she moved there permanently, where she remained until her own death at the age of 98 in 1986.